This is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an investigation into the downing of a passenger jet points the finger of blame at Russia. Dutch-led criminal investigators Wednesday said they had solid evidence that a Malaysian jet was shot down by a missile moved into eastern Ukraine from Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer has the story.
Investigation Chief Wilbert Paulussen said Wednesday the probe confirms an earlier probe by the Dutch Safety Board, concluding that flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied. He said the Buk missile came from Russia and was returned to the Russian Federation after the launch. All 298 passengers on the plane died after it broke apart while traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The former Israeli president and elder statesman Shimon Peres, a joint winner of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize and an influential figure in Israeli politics for 70 years, died Wednesday, 2 weeks after suffering a massive stroke. He was 93. U.S. President Barack Obama said a light has gone out. The U.S. president added, "There are few people who we share this world with who changed the course of human history, not just through their role in human events, but because they expand our moral imagination and force us to expect more of ourselves. My friend Shimon was one of those people." Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas issued a statement saying he had sent a condolence letter to the family expressing his sadness and regret and praising Peres's intensive efforts to reach out for a lasting peace until the last days. Obama, Britain's Prince Charles, and former U.S. President Bill Clinton are among those expected to attend the funeral. This is VOA. Airstrikes targeted the two largest hospitals in the eastern part of Aleppo, Syria, early Wednesday. Damage from the strikes temporarily knocked the hospitals out of service, further limiting medical care in a city that has been hit hard by more than 5 years of fighting. The M2 and M10 hospitals are in the part of Aleppo held by rebels who oppose President Bashar al-Assad. Syrian forces this week announced a new offensive trying to regain control of Aleppo. That move follows the breakdown of the latest ceasefire in Syria that was meant to bring deliveries of food and medical aid to Aleppo and other areas, along with a break in violence. Few deliveries were made. A convoy headed for Aleppo was hit by an airstrike. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed back to the campaign trail Tuesday, a day after the contentious debate that independent analysts largely agree she won and could give her a national polling boost 6 weeks ahead of the November 8th election. Political surveys before the debate showed the two candidates locked in a tight contest, with Clinton, the Democratic contender, holding a narrow 2-point advantage. However, political analysts say Clinton could add another 2 points to her edge after she kept Trump on the defensive through much of the debate. Tuesday, Trump was back on the campaign trail telling supporters he won the debate, by all accounts.
"Last night was very exciting, and almost every single poll had us winning the debate against crooked Hillary Clinton, big league."
Trump advisors hinted that he might skip the next debate with Clinton, set for October 9th in the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri, but Trump said he plans to attend both of the remaining matchups with her. Trump said he might hit her harder the next time they meet, indicating he would bring up extramarital affairs by Bill Clinton. Asked about the possibility that Trump might bring up her husband's infidelities, Hillary Clinton told reporters he can run his campaign however he chooses. Authorities in Thailand threatened to arrest Amnesty International speakers who were set to hold a news conference Wednesday to release a report detailing allegations of torture at the hands of the military and police, causing the rights group to cancel the event. Beatings, suffocation by plastic bags, and electric shocks of the genitals are among the torture methods used by Thai soldiers and police under the military government, according to the Amnesty report, which was sent to news organizations earlier this week, but was to be officially released on Wednesday. Just before the news conference was to begin, officials from Thailand's Ministry of Labor warned Amnesty that the two speakers set to talk about the report did not possess work permits, therefore risked arrest. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1.